Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Amherst Councilmember John Davis. John, welcome to Hardline.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
John, you're in your first term, your first year of your first term on the Amherst Town Council. What made you want to throw your hat in for chair of the Erie County Democrats?
Sure, yeah. Well, the voters spoke, and I'm listening. That's really why I'm running. Last election, Democratic voters sent us a message. They want a stronger, more energized party that listens to its members and focuses on winning elections. And I believe we have a responsibility to hear that message. So that's why I'm running.
Do you think voters are how do I word this? Do you think voters are upset with the way Jeremy Zellner handled the 61st Senate district, or is it more than that?
Well, I think maybe every voter is not in tune with what really happened there. I think that's more like insider Democrats understand that our party chair endorsed himself to run for state Senate and primaried, something that he encourages other Democratic officials not to do. But when it came to himself, he did a primary. And from what I've heard, people in the public really did not like his commercials. I didn't think the commercials were that bad, but they really did not like the commercials. They didn't like hearing about Trump all the time. They wanted to hear about local issues, and he lost big. So I think that's a reflection on our party, and I think it's time for change.
You know, John, that's something I talk about on my weekday show, and I'm not a Democrat, but I comment, you know, what is the Democratic Party's direction in 2028 when Trump is no longer, he can't run, he's not eligible to run, and, you know, a lot of people called into my show same thing, that Jeremy Zellner was focusing too much on Trump and not on local and state issues. The reason I bring that up is, what do you believe the direction as it stands now is of the Erie County Democratic Party?
Well, the direction I want it to be is, you know, just having good Democratic candidates run and win. And I think we need to energize Democrats. You're seeing it all over the country. You're having endorsed Democrats lose races, and that's what happened this past June. So I think we really need to do some soul searching and figure this thing out because it's important. I love the party, and I want to see good Democrats win and continue to win.
John, I thought it was kind of dirty politics. I was disappointed when Jeremy Zellner put the graphic up of your colleagues endorsing him. What did you think about that?
Well, I am proud that Amherst has become a part of the conversation about the future of our party. Two members of the Amherst Democratic Committee are running for county chair. Whether people support us or not, I think that tells you something. People want a conversation. People want choices. People are looking for new ideas. That's healthy. Competitions make organizations stronger. And as far as the town board is concerned, I mean, they have a right to stick with their guy, and that's okay. It takes a lot of guts to do what I'm doing. So we have a town board meeting on Monday, and we're going to run government efficiency. There's no hard feelings. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm not going anywhere.
John, do you think that there are people in the party who are scared of Jeremy Zellner?
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. People have been managed by Jeremy, and that's not democracy. We should all have a voice. We should all be able to contribute. Many people have fear of saying something because of retribution. And that's not democracy, and that's not right. But I'm not scared. I'm a self-made man. I've been in the private sector for 21 years. I'm a leader in the private sector. I manage multi-million-dollar infrastructure projects for schools, for municipalities. Every day my job is to bring together clients, school officials, government leaders, community stakeholders, and people with different priorities and perspectives. I listen first. I build consensus. I solve problems. I focus on client satisfaction, and I deliver results. Those are the same leadership principles I believe our Democratic Party needs.
You know, one of the internal debates right now, even though we haven't gotten to this year's midterm election, but one of the internal debates in the Democratic Party is who will the party endorse in a county executive primary? Obviously, a lot of feelings towards Lisa Shimera, Kevin Hardwick. Those are two names. Pat Burke has mentioned it. If you were chair, would that be one of those situations where you might not endorse a candidate? And how would you handle something like that?
So I'm not focusing on that right now. I'm focusing on the county chair. And I know all three of those people. I actually just got off the phone with Lisa Shimera. I'm close with Kevin. I know Pat Burke. And I think they're all great individuals. I think they're going to have to work hard if they want to earn the party's endorsement. But right now I'm running because I love this party. I believe the best days of the Erie County Democratic Committee are still ahead. In my professional life, I don't succeed by telling people what to do. I succeed by listening, building consensus, and managing competing interests, by solving problems, by delivering results. That's the leadership style I want to bring to ECDC. After 14 years of Jeremy Zellner, I believe every organization benefits from fresh leadership and fresh ideas. This campaign isn't about personalities. It's about where we go from here. The voters spoke, and I'm listening.
You know, John, something I also talk about, you know, when I was younger, Amherst was much more to the right side, or at least moderate. What was it about the last decade, do you think, that has made Amherst more of a blue town?
Well, I think the college had a lot to do with it. You know, we are a very diverse community. I love this community. When me and my wife first moved here in 2013, we were a little nervous because it was very suburbia, but I had neighbors from each side of me and neighbors from across the street literally come over and say, if you need anything, just let me know. And they meant it. And I think this is a great community. And I think the university had a lot to do with it. There's been a lot of economic development here in Amherst. So I just think that has just been a breeding ground of the diversity and the inclusiveness that you see today.
Now, I asked you about the direction of the county party, but Democrats, the Democrat Party in America, do you think the party overall is moving towards the democratic socialist agenda or not?
Well, you're seeing socialist candidates win elections. I wouldn't be interested in getting socialist candidates to win. I'm interested in getting Democrats to win. And one opportunity I see strengthening democratic organizing is in Buffalo. Many of the towns in Erie County have academic or active democratic committees that meet regularly. Buffalo has zones, but many Democrats feel disconnected from the party. I'd like to explore creating stronger neighborhood democratic organizations that meet regularly and give more Democrats an opportunity to participate. You know, a stronger Buffalo Democratic organization strengthens our entire county. Every Democrat deserves a seat at the table.
John, you said that there's a town. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is what I wanted to ask. A lot of people are asking, you know, obviously committee members are who vote on this. If the voters of the Democratic Party who might not be voting for the chair want their voice to be heard, how can they do that?
Oh, well, we got to show up to a reorg meeting. I've been making my calls. I have a lot of support. I've got a lot of support in Amherst. I've called all the town chairs. I haven't called everybody yet. I've called a lot of people in Chickawaga. I will be still making calls and letting people know that nobody owns this party. You know, committee members deserve to be heard, not managed. Okay. Leadership is earned. Leadership is a privilege. Fresh leadership builds on the work that's already been done. Power should be shared and not protected. So I'm running for ECDC chair, and I hope I have the committee support.
Hey, John, really appreciate the time, and I'm sure we'll be talking again before that election. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Take care.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.